Oh, hello, and welcome to another podcast of mine. I'm sure you thought I disappeared for good. Oh, no, I've been quite busy. Actually, if you pop round to the YouTube channel, we have about four videos you missed, and all posted between yesterday and today. Oh, yes. If you're going through the Instagram, you would have noticed some previews. Right now, I'm about to talk about what on earth, Mr. Thomas Markle. Why on earth would you go on an interview and not stick to the script? If at all you wanted to give an interview, which of course the royal family are very private. When I say royal family, I mean the British royal family are very private. Give very few interviews except for the causes that they are patrons of. And it has to do with the well-being of others revolving around an organization. They will not give an interview, a random interview of a personal situation such as the royal wedding. Well, Thomas skipped all that and added another gaffe to his portfolio after the horrible paparazzi pictures by talking about the wedding and how he loved to be there, which I have no problem with. Where I have a problem with is where he starts talking about, oh, I had a discussion with Harry. We had conversations. I didn't like Trump, and he said, give Trump a chance. Why? Why would you do that? Why would you even mention that that's what you spoke about on the phone? Does he not know that the British monarchy does not have political opinions, at least in public? And why are you, what's your concern with Brexit? Like, what has that got to do with anything? And that doesn't make you look realistic. It makes you look weird. Stop it, Thomas. You're ruining Her Royal Highness's reputation before her new in-laws. You're ruining it. You know, we just had a nice day with her and the Queen. I think this week. And it was all going fairly well, you know, apart from the shoulder kerfuffle, which, of course, she wasn't breaking any royal protocol. But all the haters were like, oh, she broke protocol. And now I have a headache and my shoulder aches and my back is broken because she bore her shoulders. Of course, I've seen old pictures of a number of the royal members of the royal family bearing their shoulders. So I don't know what protocol they created there, but since it's Her Royal Highness, they had to create protocol for her. But Thomas, that was a gaffe. Please don't make more gaffes. You're making it incredibly hard for the royal family to embrace any of you. This includes your weird, rather unusual daughter and strange son. Don't do that again. Don't do that again. We were rooting for you, as Tyra Banks said. We were all rooting for you. Oh, and before I go, let's just have a little discussion. Out of shame for a Nigerian team. Please, what was that? What was that a match that they played against Croatia, or it was just them running around on their inter-house sport pitch, reminding themselves of secondary school, how they used to play ball to impress girls? Because you know, we don't really play ball. It was only the tomboys that, you know, were good at it, so they knew they were playing crap. Us, the girls, on the other hand, had no idea what was going on. What was that? They played horribly. And I'm so embarrassed. It's not about the fashion of the kit. You know, with the stylish, the most stylish kit, okay, of the tournament, and all your big stars are wearing this fashion kit, and you go embarrass yourself and lose your first match. Watch yourselves, Nigerians. You need to win. We're not winning much in the country already, so you just need to give us this, all right? Give us some respect. Thank you very much. We're watching you for the next two games. Sort yourselves out and come back strong. What happened to Brazil and what happened to Spain? We will never know. Okay, this is one of the World Cups that I'm not really interested in. Very strange because I love football and I love the World Cup, but I don't know, the momentum this year for me is not the best. I don't know. Does anyone else feel this way? I don't know. Anyway, I don't even know if anyone's listening to this podcast, but hey, I'll do it. For my amazing 10 subscribers, I love you all. Keep listening, and me babbling will continue for as long as you keep listening. Does that make sense? I don't care. Take care, everyone. Be happy and be free. Have a great time. And until next time, ta-ta.